Hey guys, welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. So, have you ever got the question, what did you learn? Or can you give me a synopsis or a summary of what you learned? And your mind just goes blank, like, I promise I was paying attention, but I can't think straight. Like, I can't unwind my thoughts. Well, today, that's what I want to talk to you guys about. Just some tips that I've given my children that has really helped. So the other night, my son came home from his fire class. So he actually is a junior firefighter and is working towards getting his certificate as a firefighter. And I had asked him, so what did you learn? And it was like deer in the headlights. I mean, do you ever get like that? Or does your children give you that look like, I swear I was paying attention, but I don't know. I can't think. Like, my thoughts are wound up. And so I asked him in a different way. And I said, well, did you learn anything new? And he just was like, yeah, but I just can't think of it. And I said, okay, could you give me, you know, a quick fact about something you learned? And he just couldn't get those thoughts out. It was kind of jumbled up. So I said, okay, well, let's think about this. When you first got there, were you late or were you early? He's like, oh, I was early. I said, okay, fantastic. So what did you do next? He said, oh, I went to the snack area and I grabbed a snack and then I sat down. I said, okay. So after you got your snack, what then happened? Who came? Who, you know, what was going on in the room? And so he was describing it. He said, oh, you know, after everybody sat down, we went over, we took a test from last class and we went over the results and then we started, we did a review of a PowerPoint over the things that we learned last class. And I said, okay, cool. So what happened next? Oh, well, then we started going over our new material, which was wildland fire. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. So you were learning about wildland fire, right? He's like, yeah, yeah. I said, well, do you remember some of those things that he talked about? And he said, well, he presented it in this manner, the anatomy of a wildland fire, the tools to use. And then he went on to say a couple other things. And honestly, I don't remember because I stopped him there. I said, oh, awesome. So what is the anatomy of a wildland fire? And so we discussed it. He talked about exactly what it was. And after he discussed all of those different parts and, you know, explaining all the different things, like he went on and to tell me everything, I said, okay, so what about tools? Are there special tools you have to use? And then he went on to describe all the special tools and all, you know, all these wonderful things he learned. And we continued that conversation. And then I said, okay, Ty, do you see what I did? I said, whenever I asked you, you went blank. You couldn't think because basically your thoughts are like a big ball of twine or yarn, right? They're just rolled up. And sometimes if you've ever gotten a brand new ball of twine or yarn, it's kind of hard to find the beginning. But I said, once you find that beginning, then you can unravel it successfully. And that's what you have to do whenever you are trying to think of, you know, those questions. What did you learn? Can you give me a summary? Can you give me a review, etc.? And I think with dyslexics, we tend to be very visual. We are storytellers naturally, or some of us are. And we remember things, I think, more in a story format. At least for my family, we definitely are storytellers in a lot of ways. And it's easier for us to tell a story or connect that way than it is just to lay down the facts, right? And so we discussed that and I said, okay, next time someone says, well, can you give me a summary or what did you learn? Don't think of it as that really big, you know, ball of twine that's rolled up and you can't find the beginning. In your mind, go back. Okay, what did I do as soon as I got there? What was the beginning? And then you can do this in your mind or you can talk about it out loud. But it may be good to start talking about it out loud until you get used to thinking about it in your head to find the connection. But then you can have the, okay, I did this and worked yourself to what you learned. Oh, that's right. We were learning about the anatomy of wildland fire and how to use the tools and all these other amazing things. I said, so next time, don't think of it as a big ball of wine. Think of it as finding the beginning of it, right? And so this is unbeknownst to my husband. We haven't, I didn't tell him about this conversation. This was when I picked my son up from class is when we had that conversation. Well, today my husband said, hey, I meant to ask you last night, what did you learn in class? And I could see my son's wheels turning and he was remembering what I had taught him. He was like, oh, so we discussed the wildland firefighting. Particularly, we learned about the anatomy of wildland firefighting and the tools. And he started going on and on and on. And so it's just one of those things that we, regardless if you have dyslexia or not, sometimes we need that visual. We need that connection. We need to say, okay, this is how I need to approach it. This is how I'm able to unravel that ball of twine, right? And how I can get my thoughts to clearly come out and remember things. So I just thought I would share this little bit and tip with you. I hope it helps you and your child. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And I would love to know if you have any other ideas or tips or something that you do at home that helps you or your children kind of unwind that ball of twine of thoughts. And please do not forget to go over to YouTube to look at my YouTube videos that I have been posting. And remember, I'm going to either be doing a podcast or a video or a blog. I really don't have the time to do everything every single day, but I am working on some really great projects, including a reading curriculum, like a reading and writing curriculum used for dyslexics, but it can be used for all thinkers. And that's one thing that I just love about the Orton-Gilliam approach is just this ability to connect with all learners. But I will say goodnight, guys, and I just thank you so much for listening. So please do not forget to go and subscribe to my podcast channel wherever you're at and give me a 5-star review on Apple. I would really, really appreciate it. Have a good night.